listen. Got your Bibles, turn with me this morning to the book of Job, chapter number one. Book of Job, chapter number one. God had grace and power to bring Job through what he went through with. He got the same power today to help us, don't he? He does. And I look at things like this and I think to myself, we should never let anything turn us back, turn us aside. Listen, from walking with God, serving God, never. No, not afflictions. Remember what he said about them, don't you? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And so they never should we turn and run away from the Lord and turn aside from following him. But we should be drawing nigher to him all the time because his grace is sufficient. Always remember, where sin abound, grace does much more abound. So listen, he's there to help us. He's our go-along beside helper all the time. Hallelujah. Not only does the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, comfort us, but he helps us. Long life's journey. Begin reading. I want to read verse number 1. Then I'm going to skip over to verse number 21 and 22. I won't read the whole chapter. Do when you get home. I'll be referring probably back to some of it. But he said in verse number 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Notice what he said now in verse number 20. Job rose and rent his mantle, shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. He said in that verse number 1, he feared God and eschewed evil. In other words, he stayed away from evil and ran from it, if you want to call it that. Fled from it, stayed away from it, eschewed it. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful and thankful for the opportunity you've given us to come back together with this thy people this morning. And I pray that you'd speak to us and through us. I pray that you'd speak to every one of our hearts here this morning. Encourage us, strengthen us, empower us for the hour that we're living in. I pray that you'd help each one, maybe facing trials and temptations and trouble. May have lost loved ones or may have lost this or that or the other. Help us to look to Job and see how he was steadfast. And Lord, how he walked with thee all through it all. Now, Father, we ask you to speak to us now, these few moments this morning. And God will ever thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Job was one of them. He was probably the wealthiest man in his hour. Of the East, he said. He had all these, and like you read through this chapter, you'll find all the multitudes, all hundreds and thousands, in his abundance of sheep and of camels and the asses or donkeys and all the other things that he had, manservants and those that were servants and helped him along all these things that God had blessed him with. But you know what? He was coming up one day, God was. The devil, you know, was coming up before the Lord, and he said, "Lord, And God said to him, have you considered my servant Job? And you know what the devil thought? He found out different. The devil thought that Job was serving him because of how God had blessed him. He said, yeah, you blessed him, and you honor that. You made a hedge around him. He said, you've got him surrounded, and I can't do nothing with him. He said, if you'll just take that hedge down, I'll tell you what he'll do. This is the devil's thinking. He said, I'll tell you what. He'll despise and curse you. He'll despise you to your face and deny you. If you'll just take that hedge down. But he didn't do it, did he? God said, I'll tell you what you can do. God knew him. Devil thought he knew him, but God knew him. Devil may think he knows you, but I want to tell you something, who does know you, and that's God. And listen, the devil may think he can get you and get at you, but I want to tell you something. He can't do anything that God don't give him permission to do. And God knows everything that you're able to face. He knows every trial that you can go through with. He knows every temptation. And with the temptation, he'll make a way to escape, thank God. And he won't let no more come upon you than you're able to bear. He knows what you can stand. He knew Job. He knows you. He knows me. He knows what we can handle. He knows what he'll give us grace and strength and power to handle. There's no excuse if we turn our backs on God. There's no excuse for it. God's got grace. He's got power. He knows. He said he wouldn't put no more on us than was able to bear, and he meant it when he said it. He's God. And the devil thought he knew more about him than God did. Don't ever believe the devil's lie. He don't know more about you. God knows exactly to the very point that he knows what you can handle in your life every day. I'm glad he does. Glory to God. That's why, glory to God, no matter what you face, you can get up, glory to God, and go on for the glory of God, because you got a helper. And you got somebody that's got the power to give it to you to go on. No, we're not quitters. Job wasn't a quitter. Job, listen, he lost everything. I mean, it came to him one right after another, just piling upon him. And before one thing had quit happening, another would done come. Even to the loss of, listen, of his children. Everyone, not one. Not two, all of them. But I tell you what, he said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Here's what I want to try to get a hold of. Let's get a hold of this morning. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Job, and all this, Job didn't sin. He sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. No, he didn't. But you know what? He realized one thing, that everything that he had was God's. He realized that God had blessed him. And he realized when he said, God has given me this. And listen, if God gave it to you, he can allow it to be taken away if he so desires. And not only, listen, the Lord gave. Now we can bless the Lord pretty easy when the Lord's given. We can bless the Lord pretty easy with everything going smooth. We can bless the Lord easy when we're feeling good. When we're not sick. Or we're not, listen, got this. We got enough money to pay our bills. We got enough money to, listen, go on in this life. We can bless him pretty good. When we see the things that he's given us. What a blessing. We can praise him good, can't we? And we should praise him. And we should thank him. Listen, and should glorify the God. Listen, but you know what Job did? I'll tell you what he did. He worshiped the Lord. He did. He said Job rent his, verse number 20, rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Can you still worship God? Can you worship him when he's given? We better worship him. We better praise him. We better thank him and give him glory and honor and praise. Listen to this house that he's blessed us with to live in now. You said, what house are you talking about? I'm talking about this right here. Hallelujah. He's given us a house to dwell in. It's like a house. Because it's a house in his own tabernacle. Listen, one day we'll be laid aside. But thank God we can worship the Lord now. He's blessed us. That's what Job was doing. But he didn't quit blessing, didn't quit worshiping when he lost everything. You see, the Lord gave. He gave. But when he takes away, I want to thank God for grace, that I can still worship him. I can still worship him. The reality of death is probably as real to me as anybody in this room. Not only because it's come close home, because I'm constantly reminded of it. This week, two times. Don't know about next week. No tellings how many funerals I go to or either preach in 1 year's time. And God constantly reminds me, this is real. Death is real. Did you know what? He was an old king. Hezekiah, wasn't he? God sent him a message. The prophet Isaiah. You know what he said to him? He went to him. He said, set your house in order, because you shall die and not live. You better set that house in order. Hey, God gave us life. He's a giver of life. And we can bless him for life. We can bless him for eternal life. We can bless him for abundant life. And he gives us all these things. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father above. Thank God we can listen. We can bless him and praise him for life. But what about when that black hearse backs up to the door? When death comes. I'll tell you something. God, you don't have a child, and neither do I, that God didn't give us or bless us with. And you know what? I had to accept the fact. He was his, and he got ready, he could take him home. I had to accept that fact. And you know what? You said it's not easy, no. But if we believe God, we got to believe what the Word of God says. How much would you thought I'd believe God? Now I'm telling you, I thank God for grace, Brother Larry, strength. Would you think I believe God if I said I'm going to quit because everything ain't going like I thought it ought to go? Or because I lost precious loved ones? Or because something along life's path and way didn't go just right? No. God didn't intend for us to do that. He intends for us to go on because he gives and he also takes back. He does. One of the last things probably that Carol probably taught me or helped me with was simply this. You probably heard me say it, most of you. If I don't think I can preach your funeral, I said, you know what she told me? In Birmingham, Alabama again. Simply, if you believe what you've been preaching, I'd put you on the spot.
you can. I saw pondering in my heart, do I believe what I've been preaching? I sure do. I sure do. And you know what? If you believe the Word of God, you also can get up and go on when trouble comes along the way. Huh? Can't we? We can. Do you believe what? I sure believe His book. So when God blesses, we worship Him and praise Him. He gives. And when He takes away, I'll tell you something pretty hard to go through. But God's grace is sufficient. God blessed me with 6 girls. Well, guess what? Out of 6 girls, we had a boy. Oh, yeah. Now, when the first ones were being born, I wanted one to tuck a football up under his arms and run. But you know what happened? God saved me. Called me to the ministry. You know what? Then, when he was born, I said, well, there's another preacher by the grace of God. And he was. He left early, but he was. But it's not very easy. It's not easy, listen, to give one up. But God's grace is sufficient. I want to say that. His grace is sufficient. And so I said that. You know why God let us walk through some things? You know what it really is for? That we be able to comfort those that are in need. We can comfort those because we've been through it ourselves. And that's why God says He gives us these things. But He may say, it's time to take that home. And He'd carry it back. Take it home with Him. Amen. So the Lord blesses. The Lord giveth, this Job said. And the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look what all God had blessed Job with. But look what only God took back from him. But yet, he still praised God. And the Bible says he didn't charge God foolishly. And he didn't listen. He didn't do any of those things. And he sinned not. But he kept going with God. And he had a bunch of miserable comforters. Didn't he? Might as well throw that in there while we're there. I didn't know not a bit of nothing what he's going through. You got somebody going through what you're going through, they might can comfort you. Particularly if they got the comforter inside of them. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad God's grace is sufficient. It is for every need. Quicker you can find out if you get saved, you can't live it yourself and let God live it through you, the better off you are. That's the only way it ever happened. It's the only way it can work. It's like Paul said, now life that I live with the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the love of God. No wonder Job was like those in the book of Romans chapter number 8. You know what he said in that chapter? He said, ain't nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Not tribulation, not persecution, not any of these things. Not life, not death, nor any of these things separate us from the love of God. And Job knew that God still loved him, although he allowed the devil to test him and try him. And take all those things, but I want to tell you something. God's love never fails. And he loves you still. Job knew he loved him. And if you know that God loves you, it ought to affect you to love God and worship him. Although he takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. He gives, he takes away, but you can still worship him and still praise him. The Lord Hallelujah. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. You know why? He loves us like he loves his son. It's all in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What a Savior and what a Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, nothing will separate the love of God from you. Why should you let anything separate your love for him? Why should we let it keep us from serving him and worshiping him? He still loves us. Oh, yeah. Oh, he may chasten us. He corrects us. You know what he said he'd done? You know why he corrects us, Jim? He loves us. That's proven the fact that God loves us. Oh, I know you may have, being raised up, you may not believe what you heard from your parents. I'm doing this because I love you. Well, especially when it's putting a rod on you, it was pretty hard to believe, wasn't it, as a child. But that's exactly why they were doing it. Because they loved you. If we be without chastisement from the Lord, hey, we're not children. But he will correct us. But that don't mean he don't love us. And he will sometimes prove to the devil whose child you and I are. Glory to God. But we his and he's mine. He's my Lord and Savior. He's my all in all. And I'll tell you what. I want to thank him. I want to praise him for all that he has. Well, you know, in the last end of that, before you get out of the book of Job, you're going to find out. God blessed him. Listen. God blessed him with that same amount of children back. Blessed him so much, returned it back to him. So can I say to you, walk on, walk on. Go on with the Lord. His old brother preacher said, go on with the Lord and worship him and praise him. But you know what? I'm afraid we fall short a lot on worshiping God. We really do. We really do. Job was still worshiping him. We let the least little thing disrupt us, discourage us, and even run us into depression if we don't watch it. But I want to encourage you this morning. We got a Savior. We got a Lord that loves us. And I'm persuaded, Paul said, none of these things can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Are you persuaded of that? I want to ask you to press on. Listen, I want to encourage you to go on with God. Live for him. Because I want to tell you something. You got one trip through this life. One. You can't stop it. You can't slow it down. You can't slow time down or stop time. You can't even back it up. When it's gone, it's gone. And you know what? Say many times, different times, the old must die, and we will, if time lasts. But the young may die. There's no certain time. Set your house in order. He said, thou shalt not live, but you're going to die. One of these days we'll face death. As sure as I'm standing here, we'll have to walk through that valley ourselves. But you know what? Until then, let's shine for the glory of God. Let's be a light in this old dark world. Would you stand with me?